Hi, radio fans. You're listening to the Lunch Hour Radio Show.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands. One nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Now put your hands together for this next cowboy. He has written his last 7 moves, and tonight he's gonna try and make it 8.
Here comes the boom sound.
Howdy, folks. It's radio announcer Brett Weldon, inviting you to join us at Making8.com. No matter if you're passing his tie in a calf in less than 8 seconds or staying aboard to the back of a Mad Bucker for 8 seconds, we got you covered. If it's happening in the rodeo arena, it's happening right here. That's Making8.com. Get a grip.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, rodeo fans and Making 8 maniacs. That's right. It's time for another Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. Boy, I've got to tell you what. I have gotten phone call after phone call this morning. Now, yesterday, obviously, you know, during our show, we had the opportunity to sit down and talk with the legendary Tuff Hedeman, which was fantastic. Really enjoyed it. But we also made mention, and I didn't take it too seriously because I did not think that this was something that was ever going to come about. But apparently, over the last couple days, Chad Ochocinco, number 85 for the Cincinnati Bengals, decided that he was going to talk a little trash about bull riding and about the professional bull riders, about what it takes to ride a bull and how simple it is, so on and so forth. Now, I've been going back reading some of these posts, so it's been kind of interesting. I've really enjoyed seeing what this guy has to say. I've been following him on Twitter now because of it. Granted, this is great publicity for the professional bull riders. It's great for the sport. But I got to tell you, what is Chad Ochocinco thinking that he's going to talk that kind of trash about coming down to Georgia and getting on, especially, well, originally it was going to be to challenge Valderon. And, you know, yeah, now apparently the gauntlet has been laid down by Sean Gleason of the PBR, saying that we're going to pay you $10,000 just to show up and nod your head. And then if you make eight seconds, which I very seriously doubt, that this guy is actually going to get a Ford truck. And, you know, Chad says he's going to donate it, so on and so forth. I'm not even sure the guy's going to show. He may have some prior engagement that may lock him out of this deal. But, I don't know. It's interesting. I want to know what you guys think about it. Send me some comments. Obviously, some of our fans have been here bright and early this morning sending him out. I will tell you this. If you're following at Ochocinco and you guys have been seeing it, I'd tell you this. Give him our call-in number. Tell him we're live for the next hour and would love to hear what his point of view is on it. Get him over here. Tell him to call the show. And obviously, if you guys are calling in, the number is 646-915-9940. I'm telling you, get him out there. Tell him to call the show. I'd love to talk with him. I think it'd be great for him to actually answer what it is that he's actually thinking about this deal. Now, he also went outside to say things like, what is up with this bull bushwhacker? They're all the same, blah, blah, blah. I was just astounded, you know. It's pretty obvious that he does not watch bull riding, because I think if he did, he would have a better grip on what actually happens out there. But don't get me wrong. Chad Ochocinco is a very talented athlete, you know. I don't think he has a clue as to what it's going to take to get down on the back of a bucking bull. But, hey, more power to him. If he's going to jump out there, I think it's great. I'd like to see it happen for sure. And just for some of you fans out there that are asking, just to let you know, I did catch 5 fish yesterday. Yeah, we're going to have to get back at it today. Jay Boehner's been killing me here. He actually caught, I think, 12 or 13 yesterday. So, but, yes, you know, I see the comments coming in. We've been reading it all morning long, you know. I love the articles, but it's actually made big news. USA Today, FoxSports.net, everybody is posting this deal, you know. The best part about it, and this is something that I really like, is that if Chad Ochocinco does not show up, that they're going to rename a bull with the brand number 58, which is the opposite of Chad Ochocinco's number 85, which is why he changed his last name. Now, we were talking about that yesterday. I mean, come on, really? You're that fixed on your number that you're going to change your last name to Ochocinco, which obviously is Spanish for 85. Holy cow! Come on, you know. But now, they're gonna brand a bull 58 and call him Nochocinco. I love it. I think that it is fantastic. It apparently started back in May 4th. When he posted that he was headed for a showdown with the PBR star, Valderon. And I don't know. I don't know if he's got what it takes. I really don't. Now, he did make that deal with Valderon versus Little Taco. I don't know. That may be the bull. They said that they have not actually named the bull. I'm curious to find out if that's the bull or not. Come on now, the PBR would know better than to put him on something like Bushwhacker. But, anyhow, yeah, I think it's pretty interesting. And we actually got a caller on the line, so let's see if we can't bring him on. 662, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
Hey, Scott, this is Mike.
What's going on, amigo?
Not much, man. I just wanted to quickly call in and tell you, one of the main reasons I think he's doing this is to keep his name in the media. We don't know if football is going to lock out or what they're going to do. So him and Tara Owens are best friends for a reason. They're ego guys, and their egos got to be fed. And I think this is one way. This may be put up or shut up because you run your mouth on Twitter and you say things that sometimes come back to bite you in the rear end. And if he doesn't go through with his end, that this could bite him on the rear end and get a lot of media that's saying that, well, you talk all the smack, now back it up. I'm really excited to see if he's going to back it up, Scott. And you're right. He is a very talented athlete, and he has got I've watched him on a lot of different sports. He's got a very good hand-eye coordination. Hand-eye coordination, like you know, Scott, is very important in bull riding. But it takes years of practice and a lot of heart to get on the back of a bull and stay there. So I'm interested to see if he's got what it takes, Scott.
Well, you know, that's just it. Now, I played a little football back in high school, you know. I do have somewhat of an understanding. Now, what these guys go through at the NFL is tremendous. You know, there's a big difference between high school football and the NFL. But I will tell you this, that those guys sit out for so many week injuries, you know, because they know they're getting paid regardless. But what it takes for a cowboy to go through week in and week out, I don't think that Chad or many other people actually understand what it is that these guys go through, you know, on a daily basis. But I do like the comment that Sean Gleason made about how, you know, Chad is a very gifted athlete. But bull riding is a much different sport, and climbing on the back of the bull in the shoes takes a little more than Twitter confidence, let alone calling for the gate to open. So, you know, that I think that right there really puts it in perspective. And I think that the PBR has recognized the fact that, hey, if this guy's willing to give it a shot, they're going to help him. They're going to encourage it, you know. But at the same time, you got to understand what the risks are. You know, this is a much different sport. And, you know, I think you're right, though. Mike. I think it's put up or shut up, you know?
This is not the first time, if you remember correctly, this is not the first time the PBR is used an NFL player. They let Junior Seau came in and do a bullfighting spot with the guy either a couple of years ago and out in California, and it worked out great. The guy got a lot of experience. He had a really fun time doing it. They taped the TV show doing it, and it was great for everybody. But it was a little different circumstances. The guy, Junior Seau, wasn't talking trash about the event itself or about the sport. He just wanted to be a part of it. This is a little different. When he walks into that arena, if he agrees to do this, Scott, he's, you know, Cowboys, Bull Riders, we're all a family. But once you make comments like he's made, will the Bull Riders be open to arms and say, well, let's give you some tips on what to do to keep you safe and give you some tips on what to do? Or will the Bull Riders be, well, you talk crap on Twitter, we're not going to help you? So it's going to be an interesting weekend, to say the least.
That does. Absolutely, Mike. That does raise an interesting question about that. I mean, will the Bull Riders be receptive and open up to him? I think because of the human nature that the Cowboy has, the American Cowboy does have, I think that they will open up. I think that you will see him try to give him some advice, you know. Bottom line is this. I think that what they're looking at or what Chad is looking at is the fact that he can get on a bull and muscle his way through it because he's strong, he's quick, you know. But, man, he's going to pull muscles that he didn't even know existed as a football athlete, you know, and that's what I find to be so entertaining. Junior Seau stayed on the ground. And he was in front of those bulls. And he got freight trained. He got run over, you know. And he built a newfound respect for what it is that these bullfighters go through. I think Chad will come out of it with the same concept, that he's going to realize, hey, this is way different than what I thought, man. My muscles hurt that I didn't even know existed.
Exactly. I totally agree with you. I think when he walks away from it, he's going to say, well, he's going to be on Twitter saying, I should have took a second thought about that. And I think so. Scott, have a great show. Take care, buddy.
All right, buddy. Take care. All right, guys. Mike Anderson giving us his point of view. If you guys want to jump on board here with us, we'd love to hear your questions or comments about this deal. Like I said, I find it to be pretty entertaining. You know, I was pretty shocked that somebody of his stature would come out talking as much trash as they did about the sport, you know. I just found it to be pretty amazing. But, hey, you know, willing to give the guy a shot. You know, I'd like to see it happen. Do I think that he's going to make 8 seconds on a bull? Absolutely not. And I'll tell you that it doesn't matter to me if it's a podunk little hop skipper out there, jumps out and runs away down the arena. I don't think he's going to make 8 seconds. So, you know, it's a whole new ball game out there. But we'll see what happens. It's going to be an entertaining weekend, and hopefully all of you guys will be tuned in. Now, I will tell you that I did get word, and I have seen that the broadcast for Saturday night's event will not be until 11 p.m. Eastern time. That makes it kind of tough. I know it's going to be a late night for everybody, but it may open up that door and give me an opportunity to be able to watch it, as we're going to be out in Broken Arrow, Oklahoma, bringing you a broadcast there. So hopefully you guys will be able to tune in right there. It should be a good time. I'm very curious to see what this whole thing is about, though. I'm absolutely curious to see what this whole thing is about. I didn't take it serious yesterday. Apparently a lot has happened. Even as far as Ty Murray coming out of his Twitter retirement to make a comment to Chad about this deal. You know, he certainly raised some eyebrows. So, anyways. Getting back down to it, we got a lot of bull riding. We got a lot of rodeo action to talk about. We've got a big event coming up this weekend. I know that the Brooke Coates Memorial will be going on there on Saturday night. Should be a great opportunity back in Lakeland, Florida. Want to send a big old shout out to all of our friends back home. Yeah, we've got so many events that are going on right now. Rodeo season is in mid-swing, and I mean, the bull riding, the rodeos are definitely here. Hopefully you guys are taking the opportunity to get out and take advantage of it. It certainly doesn't know justice to sit back and watch it on TV. And, you know, that's one thing that I do want to talk about, that we're gonna take a short break, and when we come back, we're going to get into it. But the deal with this PBR thing, you know, I'm getting a lot of negative feedback. I'm getting a lot of things that kind of raise a little bit of controversy as to why the PBR is putting a Built For Tough Series event in their mid-season break. They're in July. It's going to be right here in Oklahoma, and hopefully we'll have a chance to get out there to it. I haven't seen anything really posted on the PBR's website, as well as I have not gotten full confirmation that Chad has actually accepted this challenge. Now, I saw some of the tweets this morning that he's out, you know, posting, leads me to believe that he's accepted the challenge, but I haven't received confirmation from either Chad or from the PBR that you know, has been accepted. Sean Gleason has laid out the gauntlet. He has laid out the terms of this deal. We'll have to see what happens. But we're going to take a short break here, fans. It's Wednesday. We're halfway through the work week. We got some more bull riding, more rodeo action coming your way. So stay tuned.
Say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. When the gates come open and they let in the crowds, it's time to step up and start knocking them down. When the clock hits zero, I'm gonna be the hero of life, but infamy is my destiny. I got my teeth knocked out, it didn't stop me, did it? I caught myself on fire, it didn't scare me, did it? I got myself walked off, stomped, and couldn't win it. Got myself back up, bent down, and go ahead and say I won't. This game is serious, it's time to get it on. So go ahead and say I won't. I take it serious, it's time to get it on. I'm grinding gears in a Chevy like Junior on Sunday, and I'm gonna wear the crown till you take it from me. 8 seconds, you know what's really rough when we ride, going hard out the chute like I'm Justin McBride or Ron Coleman. Cowboys ain't never about folding, too busy living life, all out for the moment. Park Bonifay couldn't see me on a wakeboard, Tony Hawk shivering since I got my skateboard. Go ahead.
Johnson of CatJohnson.net with Makin' 8. Let's buck.
All right. everybody. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Making8.com. That's right. Sitting back here talking about this deal with the PBR and Chad Ochocinco himself. Very curious to see what happens with it. And, like I said, we'll wait and see what happens. I'm certainly curious. I have not seen official confirmation. I just see a whole lot of back and forth talking about, you know, the bull riding and how easy it would be for him. But I'm not seeing an actual acceptance to the wager that Sean Gleason put down. And, hey, we'll see what happens. The other thing I wanted to really talk about a little bit here with the PBR is what is going on. You know, obviously they made the announcement this past week that they're going to have a Built for Tough Series event in mid-July. It's going to be right here in Oklahoma. You know, I'm curious as to why they're doing it then, what the full deal is on this. I'm not quite sure what's happened here. Obviously, it was the scheduled time for the mid-season break, and you know it makes things interesting because it kind of changes the way things are out here. Now, for PBR Bull Rider, the guys are under an agreement that they cannot compete in any other association type of event during a Built for Tough Series event. That they can miss a Built for Tough Series event for injuries or for personal reasons, family, so on and so forth. But they cannot compete in another sanctioned event. So what is the deal with this? I know that there's a lot of bull riders that had intentions on riding in PRCA events, that had intentions on riding in other associations. You take a look at a guy like Shane Proctor, who's leading the world right now in the PRCA. I know it's just one event, but what does that do for him? You know, what kind of payout is he losing out for that PRCA because he's going to be required to compete at the Built for Tough Series event? Now, if it was a, you know, if it was a touring pro event, they wouldn't be required to show up. I think that it really should be more of a touring pro type event. You know, in mid-season, you got guys that are going to supposed to be in Brazil, Australia. You know, now these guys are going to have to change their dates or change subjects just to be back here to compete at this one Built for Tough Series event in mid-season or in their mid-summer break. I don't know. You know, a lot of guys had intentions on having, you know, things done, maybe taking that time to relax and rest and vacations with their families and things like that. You know, I haven't received word whether or not that they're going to actually hold them to that obligation for this particular event. But I know that those are the rules that are set by for the PBR, is that if you, you know, if you're in that top 40 standings to be on the Built for Tough Series, that you cannot miss a Built for Tough Series event to compete in another event, another associations type event. So, you know, I'm curious to see how that's going to play out. You know, I know that there's a lot of guys that said that now they've got to change their plans. Like I said, I know that for myself personally, that if I were to have that time off, other than maybe hitting some other rodeos or bull rides, that I would be, you know, trying to spend time with family and have a family vacation or that type of thing. Yeah, that's the other thing too there that Sandy Graber is making a comment on. Obviously knowing a lot about rodeos herself, but you know, if a cowboy does, if he's entered up in another event and has to turn out, then he's going to get fined for that as well. So now, you know, you're kind of in a catch 22 there if you're up there in the standings. And how about guys that are maybe teetering on that verge because they've been competing in other events and they're actually in standings at these other associations, you know? Guys that may be down there towards the later half, you know, Reese Cates and guys that are towards the back end of that top 40. I'm curious, you know, I think that it holds an interesting factor. It certainly changes the shape of things. And I don't necessarily agree with it. I don't know if it's a good thing or bad thing. But it's there. I mean, that's, you know, it was announced this past week about this event. Now, I have not seen it posted there on PBRnow.com. They don't have it listed right now, so I'm curious, you know, like I said, to see about the rules. And, you know, changing something in mid-season like that, you know, the beginning of the year, these guys have already made plans on what events they're going to do, what vacations they're going to, you know, take, and when they're going to take them. Now you're actually having to change everybody's plans just for this one Built Four Tough Series event. I don't know. You know, tell me what you guys think about it. 646-915-9940 if you guys want to jump on board here, give us a shout. It is interesting. I know that Emily is saying that she has just seen it posted, and I'll have to go back and take a look. Because, like I said, I had just checked a few minutes ago and had not seen it. There it is. Obviously, right there, you know, July 29th and 30th for a two-day event. You know, like I said, I just don't know that I agree, you know, with that being added. Now it's July 29th and 30th. When is the next event supposed to kick off? Are they just shortening it by 1 week now? I mean, their spring or their summer break, or what's the deal there? I'll have to go back and take a look here. I'm going to go back and check the dates. I believe, yeah, August 5th and 7th. So that's what they've done. Billings, Montana will be the next event back. So that's what they've done is actually increased it, or they shortened their summer breaks by 1 week. So that may change things just a little bit. Maybe, you know, but obviously these guys are still going to have to change their plans. You know, a lot of them may have had opportunities to be in these other events. And you know what, Kat, you may very well be right that that it may come down to just more of a marketing deal. But I don't think it'll change the rules because, you know, it is just shortened by a week, you know, so most of the guys will probably be back anyways to be able to compete in that next event there in Billings, Montana. So, yeah, maybe I was just shooting off there a little prematurely, you know, but now that we see, you know, I see how the dates line up. It just looks like they're going to, you know, increase the season by 1 week. It's not more putting it in the mid-season or mid-summer break. So, yeah, I stand corrected on that one. But, yeah, you know, I mean, it certainly is gonna change the shape. Like I said, a lot of guys have plans to be out at other rodeos, or they have plans on being on vacations or that type of thing before that event, you know. Now they're going to have to prepare to get ready a week earlier. But, hey, that's a good thing. It may work out in our favor because, you know, hopefully we'll be relocating out here to Oklahoma, and maybe we'll be able to get down to that event ourselves, making it our second Built Four Tough Series event of the season. We're going to certainly look to do that, and then hopefully if things go well, we'll be in Springfield, Missouri, I believe in September, and then we're going to shoot on over to the PBR World Finals in October. So should be a great opportunity for us to be able to hang out with several of the Making Eight fans. Anyhow, getting down to it, like I said, we're about halfway through our show here. Yesterday's show was fantastic. If you guys missed the show, missed the conversation we had with Tuff Hedeman and some of the questions that you guys asked, make sure to go over and listen to the archives. It looks like it's going to be I'm just getting reports here, Ms. Gabby, that that is going to be at it's going to be at the Windstar World Casino in Thackerville, Oklahoma. So it's there on the south side. Maybe we can meet up. You'll have to see what you can do to try to come up there for that event. And you know what? I have got to welcome in one of our longtime guests, a guy that we have not had here on our show, Mr. Marty, jumping on board here with us, the Iron Man himself, gracing us with his presence today. What a pleasure it is to have him, as well as the rest of the Making Eight Maniacs. But it's been a long time since we've had the Iron Man himself on the show. So it is great to have him here tuning in right here on MakingEight.com. Looks like we got a few other ones in here, a few that we may not recognize. Want to welcome you guys here as well. Appreciate everybody that's tuned in on the phone lines, too. Yeah, Gabby's making a comment about a casino. Yeah, we could have a good time out there. We'll have to see what we can do. Like I said, we're going to try to hold hope that we can be there for it. And, yeah, hopefully you guys can come join us. Be great times. Anyhow. Yeah, I had never even heard of that place, Thackerville. But I did look it up on a map, and I think it's somewhere down there south of Oklahoma City, maybe a little bit west. I think it's sort of more towards that Texas line down there, maybe near Ada, somewhere around that area. That's the word I've gotten. So, anyhow, should be good times for sure. I'm just trying to kill time here. We're about halfway through. I got to get ready to go do some more fishing here. We've only got a couple days left, and we're going to be heading out the Broken Arrow, and I don't think we're going to be back up here in the Monkey Lake area or in the Monkey Island area out here on Lake Grand Lake. So I'm going to try to get in as much fishing as I can. Where are we going to be after Broken Arrow? I don't know. I know that we've got 2 weeks to be from the time we have Broken Arrow this weekend until we have to be down in Texas, in Orchard, Texas, to be down there with Exclusive Genetics. So we may just be out gallivanting around from place to place. We'll be bringing you lots of broadcasting. Yes, Marty, I would be in Oklahoma. We're enjoying the western skies out here. I'm telling you, the weather's been great. Really cooperating with us here. It was a little chilly after the first weekend here in Miami for a G Money Rodeo broadcast that we had, and good times. I was actually looking at that Sandy. That it is close to JW Hart's house, and hey, you know what? Maybe that's a big thing. I'm trying to check out some of the chat room here. Man, I'm not a multitasker here on a Wednesday. But, yeah, it is close to JW's house, and, maybe it'll become JW's event. Hopefully it'll be a good turnout down there. I know they just had the one earlier this season in Oklahoma City. So this will be the second event right here in Oklahoma. That's good times. That says a lot, that Oklahoma's really they bring in the PBR fans. And, I really hope that it is a great turnout. And like I said, I know that we have hopes that we'll be down there hanging out. We're still keeping our fingers crossed. Like I said, we're trying to make this relocation thing work, but it's not getting any easier day by day. So hopefully we get some good sponsors on board here for us. We've got 6 radio shows a week that we're doing, so it'd be a great opportunity for anybody who wants to be able to push their products out here. Yeah, I see that. Being that, Liz, sounds like that Miss Cat's Oklahoma bull rider is getting her Let's Buck tattoo tonight. Now, that was one thing that we never brought up while we've got Miss Cat Johnson here. While she was in Texas, she was going to be getting her Let's Buck tattoo. But I didn't see any pictures of a Let's Buck tattoo. So... I'm just curious, Miss Cat Johnson. Do we have a Let's Buck tattoo? I have not seen the pictures of it yet. Would love to. You'll have to make sure to shoot them over there to us. And I see many of you guys are actually out here posting to Chad Ocho Cinco about our radio show. Like I said, we'll hold hopes. I'm not going to get my hopes up, though. I'm certainly not going to hold my breath on that one. Yeah, I would actually go and see about getting a tattoo as well. However, yeah, we're short on the fun side, so I have to make sure I got enough gas to get to the next rodeo. That's my concern right now. And it sounds like Miss Cat is actually dragging her feet. Is it something that makes you a little nervous now, getting a tattoo like that? Or, yes, you're right, Miss Gabby. Since we're going to call Miss Cat Johnson out, yeah, I do owe you guys some pictures as well. That absolutely. And now I'm catching word that it sounds like Miss Helen might have actually gotten her tattoo. Wow, that's pretty entertaining. Everybody going out getting Let's Buck tattoos. I still have to get one. My next one is definitely going to be my Get a Grip tattoo. Yeah, thank you for that. I do need to focus here. I'm getting a little sidetracked. Man, I can't get it right. You know, we were out late fishing again last night. Like I said, hooking the bass. And you know, this lake, Grand Lake, is so stocked with bass out here. I'm just loving it. I'm still reading what's going on here, and obviously you guys are really giving me a hard time because I don't multitask well, and you guys are really distracting me from my show here. But yes, absolutely, I do owe you guys some pictures. I'm still trying to locate the spandex. We haven't even made it to it. I haven't even made it much off the island here. We've been every day. It's been kind of the normal routine, other than what we were doing out there at these bull rides, which we were pretty busy with. And then we were pulling some late nights, you know. Hopefully things will get a little bit easier for us, and we'll have some time here within the next 2 weeks to bring that to you. So, and Gabby is saying that if we end up meeting up in July, that, yeah, she'll make sure that we have those pictures. Yeah. And, you know, Denise, you guys are absolutely a distraction. How can I not focus when you guys are out here getting me lost when we're on the road, you know, traveling together, posting these comments, getting – you guys are a distraction. I can't help it, you know. And yes, Sandy, I could certainly use a helper. I actually really need a helper this weekend there in Broken Arrow. If you know somebody who will run a camera for me, that's going to be there. It doesn't pay a whole lot, but like it might cover your meals and get you in free, but that's about it. But yes, I do need a camera. I do need a cameraman this weekend. But we will get through it. We're going to make deals happen. It's going to be a great deal. Broken Arrow is going to be a huge event. You know, G-Money Rodeo put on a great production here in Miami, and I think it's going to get just as – I think this one here in Broken Arrow is going to be just as good, if not better. So, yeah, you guys make sure to tune in to Making 8. You guys come over and keep me company while we're out here doing these broadcasts, you know. I'm not sure what time the PBR's LEC will be on, but, you know, holding hopes that you guys will be able to hang out and sit with us, chat, watch some good rodeo. This really should be a great event. We're getting day sheets that we're going to be putting up here on our live event center, so you guys will be able to find the day sheets once again. We should have those up actually this afternoon because I did get word that they do have those day sheets up. So we're going to try to get a hold of those, get those put up, and it should be a good time. Most definitely. So you guys make sure to tune in this weekend. It will be Friday and Saturday. So we'll be a two-night event there. And we'll have a good time. We'll get together. We'll hang out. And we'll get excited about rodeo for sure. Where Making 8's going to be on Sunday, who knows? May just go where the wind blows us, which actually right about now could blow us all the way back to Florida. You never know. So, anyhow, looks like we got another caller on the line. Let's see if we can't bring him on. 940, you're on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show.
What's up, Scott?
Well, hello, Miss Donna. How are you?
Well, I'm doing okay. How are y'all?
Oh, hanging in there. One day at a time, I reckon.
I imagine. I was just looking back through the some of the Ocho Cinco stuff, and apparently he's on ESPN right now chatting with Herm and Chris and some other people about his bull riding expertise, so he's not going to be calling into you.
Okay. Yeah, so he's actually out chatting on ESPN right now?
Yeah.
Wow. So has he officially accepted this challenge? Is he saying that he is going to be there this weekend?
Yes, he says he's going to be there.
Wow. Entertaining. So the fans are going to have a lot to look forward to.
I'll believe it when I see it, though.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you there. I think that is, you know, I don't know. It certainly makes it interesting.
I think if he looks at the video that Dave sent him last night, he may have second thoughts.
What's that?
I think if he looks at the video that Dave sent him last night, he may have second thoughts.
Yeah, I believe I caught a glimpse of that one that he had sent. And, well, hey, you know, it's the reality of the what it is, you know. I mean, it's a rough sport. And, you know, this isn't turf toe. That's what I sent to him this morning as well. You know, this is not going to be dealing with a turf toe injury.
Exactly. And I thought it was a perfect video to send him.
Yeah. Well, as a former bull rider myself, you know, I know that you're going to pull muscles in there that you didn't even realize you had. So I'm curious to see what Chad has to say about it. He will no doubt be sore coming off that bull.
If he makes it out with just a pull muscle, he's going to be doing good.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, it should be entertaining to see. And, you know, like I said, I know he says that he's going to donate, you know, both the money and the truck, you know, if he gets out there and he can make 8 seconds, which I just do not foresee happening. I don't care what kind of bull it is. I just don't think he's going to be able to cover. You know?
I don't either. I don't see it lasting 2 seconds.
But Sean says that if he gets out there and he gets down and he nods his head, opens the gate, he's going to get paid $10,000. So,
and that's great for whoever he donates the money to. I mean, that's wonderful, and it's good publicity for the PBR.
Absolutely. Oh yeah, for sure. That's huge for the PBR. You know, because it takes all these football players and all these football fans over to what bull riding really is. So,
exactly.
Absolutely. Well, is he still talking trash on ESPN? Is he talking like how easy it is or it can be or whatnot?
Oh, yeah. He said if he can go four quarters with these football players, he'll have no problem with a bull for 8 seconds.
Yeah. It'll no doubt be the longest 8 seconds of his life. He's going to feel like he had to play a doubleheader.
And like we tried to explain to him, I talked to him for a little bit last night and again this morning. He doesn't realize that once he gets bucked off, that's not the end. He's got to get out of there.
Yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. Now, I was curious to see what he had to say. You know, he was doing a little trash talking about this bull Bushwhacker. And, you know,
yeah.
Now granted, the PBR, I don't think the PBR would even look to put him on a bull like Bushwhacker. You know, he comes out and he makes 8 seconds and he starts talking trash, and I say load Bushwhacker into bucking chutes and say, hey, go at it again. Let's see what you got. But
sure.
I don't foresee that happening, you know, for starters. But, yeah, you can't put him on a bull like Bushwhacker. But I think he'll have a whole newfound respect once he gets on any bull, you know, and then say, yeah, that bull's bad.
Exactly. Just like Junior Seau did when he did the little thing with Shorty and them. He had respect for it to begin with. But, you know, once he went through it, it was a completely, totally different view on what those guys do.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So, well, like I said, we'll see what happens. I'm looking forward to this weekend and definitely want to be able to tune into the PBR. I'm going to have to get it DVR'd or something, you know, so we can make sure that we catch the highlights of it. And you guys keep us up to date. Let us know what you guys are seeing out there during the broadcast if we're not out watching it somewhere because we're in Broken Arrow.
Yep, I got my DVR already set. I just wanted to call you and let you know what was going on so you wouldn't be looking for him to call in.
Good deal, Donna. Well, I appreciate the heads up on that. Make sure you have yourself a good day, okay?
All right. Howdy to all the maniacs in the chat room.
That's right. They're saying howdy right back to you.
Okay. Later, Scott.
All right. Bye. All right, guys. Ms. Dawn had given us a little update on that. So apparently we will not be having Chad Ochocinco joining us here on today's show because he's out running his gator up on ESPN. So interesting. Very interesting. But, hey, we could always try again tomorrow. Tell him we'll be on tomorrow. I want to hear more about this deal. I'm going to have to go back and see if I can't catch a little bit of that ESPN broadcast. We got about 15 minutes left in our show here, fans. Phone lines are still open if you guys want to jump on board. 646-915-9940. We've obviously taken your questions, your comments, and we've got some good cowboy logic for the day. Obviously, I've got to send a big shout-out to Miss Melanie, who is normally at school this time of day, but I don't know what the circumstances are, but she is not at school. She is tuned in right here on Makin8.com. So we're going to take another short break here, fans. When we come back, we'll start wrapping up our show right here. So make sure to stay tuned as we will be right back.
Seconds at a time, I try to tame boiling hell by gouging ugly hides. No room for fear, if you got it, find a door. Cause this ain't the place to find out you ain't cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, start up shaft, first strap to my boot. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoe. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands through a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, tie my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Some say I'm crazy, right out of my mind. Cause rank bulls with slinging horns is how I spend my time. It ain't just the money, the buckles, the crowd roar. It's what gives me what I've got to be, and that's cowboy to the core. I got a number on my back, start up tap, first strap to my boot. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoe. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my rope, knot my head, let's go and get cowboy. I've had my share of bad wrecks, had more breaks than I've got bones. But there ain't no better high than to hear that whistle before I feel the floor. The ride of my life, a ton of dynamite, waiting to blow sky high in the shoe. I pull my rig up tight, wrap my hands to a side like every time before. Pull my hat down low, move up on my road, knot my head, let's go and get cowboy to the core. Yeah, cowboy to the core. Yeah, yeah.
Fans, this is your old buddy Gizmo McCracken. We've been to Cheyenne, we've been to Fort Worth, we've been to Salinas Rodeo, and we're on the Makin 8 Rodeo Network, so keep this thing plugged in, because you don't need that kind of aggravation.
All right, welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here with Makin8.com. That's right. It sounds like a lot of you fans are still back here on this Chad Ochocinco deal, and like I said, I think it's certainly entertaining. It makes for great PR for the PBR. And, you know, They're going to certainly use this. The media hype is certainly great here when you talk about a guy like Chad. Chad, Terrell Owens, these guys have been in the media since their career started. These guys are big-name players who love – they have huge egos. They got bigger egos than they do the numbers on them, you know? I mean, seriously, these guys here, I mean, are pretty big when it comes to the NFL. And when you take a guy like Chad and you put him there – now, granted, I would have had a lot more respect for the guy if he would have said, listen, I get a lot of hype. I see a lot of what these bull riders do. I want to try that, something like that. But, yeah, I'm just a little bit curious as to what the full deal is with that. So I just think that, you know, I don't have a respect for the guy because he's coming off shooting his mouth before he even gives it a shot. Now, if he'd come out and said, oh, yeah, I've ridden a bull or I've tried to ride a bull when I was a kid, blah, 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 I could do this, you know, then I'd have a little bit more sympathy for him. But, yeah, I don't have much sympathy for him. And you know, whatever happens, happens. That's on his own. If he's fool enough, if he's if he's foolish enough to make those statements, then he gets what's coming to him. That's, you know, I mean, that's the best cowboy logic I think any of us can take is, you know, if you're going to run your mouth, you know, you better be willing to back it up. Like I said, I'd have a whole new respect for Chad if he would have come out and said, yeah, this is something that, you know, I see these guys doing it. I think I could do it. I'm going to go out there and give it a shot. But now he's the way he's out there talking trash. Yeah. I hope he gets wrapped up. I really do. I hope he gets the full experience of what it's like to get down there week in and week out. So I'm not going to wish him to get hurt, but I want him to get the full experience, you know. I want him to get that full workup. I want to have that bull turn around on him and camp out just a little bit, make him realize what tough really is, and that's what these cowboys have to go through day in and day out. So just my point of view on things, you know. Take them for what they are, but it is going to be entertaining to watch. And I know that almost everybody, you know, I think there's going to be people across the world tuned into this broadcast, the PBR, because it is going to be huge. Now, will it be Saturday or will it be Sunday that this is going to happen? I don't know, but it is going to be entertaining, to say the least. Anyhow. We got about 5 minutes left in our show here, guys. We're going to start winding things down. We do have some cowboy logic for you here for the day, courtesy of Miss Melanie, who's taking the day and able to join us here in the morning. If you're riding ahead of the herd, look back every now and then to make sure it's still there. And that is some fantastic cowboy logic for the day. We certainly appreciate it there, Miss Melanie. Love having you guys here on board. Great to have Marty back here with us, and hopefully he'll be able to tune in here once or twice more. I know he's been a pretty busy guy here recently. Hopefully everything is healing up real well, and we'll certainly look forward to seeing him back here on our shows. That's going to wrap up our show here for the day, fans. Want to remind you guys that if you guys are out there and talking with Chad and seeing some of those updates, encourage him. Tell him, hey, this is a great opportunity for you to really get that true experience of what cowboy life is all about. And then tell him to come over here to the Making 8 show tomorrow and talk about it. I'd love to have him on board. We'll see what happens. Never know with Making8.com. So I want to thank everybody for tuning in here today. I remind you that we'll be right back here tomorrow. It may be our final show for the week, so you guys make sure to stay tuned. I do believe we have a special guest caller that will be tuned in here with us as well. So until then, there, Making 8 fans, y'all get a grip with Making8.com.
Thanks for tuning in with Making 8. Happy trails, be blessed, and get a grip.
Welcome and listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of heaven sing. Turn your radio on. that everybody is a radio receiver. All you gotta do is listen for the call. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you're listening, you will be a believer, leaning on the truth that will never fall. Get in touch with God.
National Finals Rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on Making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making8 is a winner.